the rest of the story. General Buckner squinted up into the night sky, not a star, not a sound, only the deathly hush of the impenetrable gloom that was hanging over the earth like a shroud. Elmendorf Air Base, Alaska, September 1942. How long overdue, the general asked his aide. Almost an hour now. The incoming transport should never have attempted Elmendorf. Not tonight, not under these conditions. Without knowing firsthand, the scenario was nonetheless clear. Between the Lockheed Lodestar and the base stood a treacherous mountain range and grim alternatives. Climb to 14,000 and ice up, or don't climb and crash. And thus fearing tragedy, General Buckner squinted up into the night sky. And then he gave the order. Wartime or no, turn on the anti-aircraft searchlights. All of them. For if somewhere up there in the bottomless inkwell the incoming C-60 was still aloft, she would need every break in the book to make it down in one piece. And this is the rest of the story. There was trouble all right that night. After a shaky takeoff, the Lodestar had managed to climb free of the mountain peaks, but at 14,000 feet over Cordova, with the plane struggling under accumulated ice, an engine went out. Co-pilot Bob Gates barked into his microphone, "Mayday, mayday." But the radio was gone too, and the C-60 is losing altitude now beneath them the mountains. With no ground communication and zero visibility, dead reckoning. Dead reckoning was the only road home. But as more ice encrusted the wings, the road was dropping out from under them. Les came forward, passenger Les, from the rear of the plane. He clapped a trembling hand on Bob Gates' shoulder. He said, "The guys are praying on their knees back there." And Gates replied, "Tell them not to stop." Well, somehow, after an eternal hour and a half on an agonizing course through the winter sky, a course that nobody could see, the ice-laden plane descended through the blanket of clouds, and Bob Gates saw the searchlights of Elmendorf. To this day, co-pilot Bob Gates has no explanation beyond divine intervention. How they missed the mountains at perilously low altitudes. How they landed safely that night. But on that journey through nowhere, a lifelong fast friendship was born, for Bob Gates and his VIP passenger Les would travel together overseas innumerable times thereafter, and they would visit otherwise by telephone, as though the sweaty white heat of their cold black adventure had forged between them an inseparable bond. For you see, Bob Gates' friend Les was Leslie Towns. Hope. Bob Hope? Bob Hope. Who tours and entertains for the USO, even still. But now you know that his very first tour was very nearly his last. Because now you know the rest of the story.